open till midnight, and then they, on the weekends, they stayed open till 2 o'clock in the morning, and then would open back up at 7. Yeah, it was crazy. Crazy life they led. And then in the 50s, they started closing down on Sunday with the Blue Law. Blue Law shut everything down on Sundays. Okay. And then on Mondays, we finally got my dad to close down on Monday because he had had bypass surgery, and he just didn't need to be working another day, so my brothers got him to close down. So that's how it turned into 5 days. And then it just, the hours closed in. You know, it was 7, and then it was 10, and then it was 11, and now it's 11 to 8:30. Yes, in this town, that's about it.
How have you seen Huntington change?
Well, when I was growing up, back in the 50s, downtown was a booming place. I mean, we spent every weekend roaming the streets and having fun and going to the movie and all that kind of stuff. And then as I left, it sort of like changed. Industry left. The mall went to up that way 15, 20 minutes. That was the big decline of downtown. And then Pullman Square came in. Somebody from Columbus or somewhere came and bought that property and put Pullman Square in, and so that sort of perked the town back up. And Third Avenue is doing really well, I think. Fourth Avenue has a few things, and we're sort of stuck up here. And if you don't know about us, we don't get it like we used to. But we're hanging in there. We're not complaining. We still get our share, but it is different.
What do you think the future will be when you go back to Nashville? Or
for me, my future?
Or your future, or the future of the restaurant?
The future of the restaurant is that I will eventually very soon go back. You know how old I am, if you figured that out. Yeah. And I really need some downtime. It's about that time. I think we're working hard enough that we'll get somebody in here to help if Brad wants to stay. If not, we'll end up trying to find somebody that wants to be a part of the history of this store. My future is just going home to be with my kids. I'm the one that flew the coop, so I have grandchildren that are 23, and I've never really gotten to spend a lot of time with any of them. I have 9 of them, and so I hope to be able to have some energy left to do that.
Are most of them still in Nashville?
Yeah. One's getting ready to do an internship, I think, in Michigan, but everybody else is living in Nashville. Yeah.
When you moved to Nashville, did you meet people from West Virginia?
No, I don't think I did. I had one friend that was there when I moved there, and we're still friends today. But that's the only one I knew from Huntington. Okay. We grew up together here.
Yeah, I always wondered. I mean, there's definitely a lot of musicians from West Virginia who moved down there, but I wonder if there was other
migration.
Not now. I mean, not then. There wasn't. Now there are a lot of people. I just talked to a mother the other day who's getting ready to buy something in Nashville for her son who's doing some music stuff. Yeah, so that's cool.
What's your favorite thing on the menu here?
I still have to say the spaghetti. The fish is the best fish ever, so it's sort of a switch off, but we have people that come from the East Coast to eat our fish. I mean, it's that incredible. We don't fly it in, but our distributor flies it in from Iceland. And so we cut and bread fish all day, and it's our breading, our tartar sauce, our coleslaw. People love it. Yeah, yeah. Give you a reason to come back.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Is there anything else you want to add?
No. We're really excited about the James Beard.
Yeah.
That was just that's sort of like the icing on the cake for me.
Yeah, it's, yeah, especially to be the first in West Virginia.
I'm really hoping I can meet this lady, Hannah.
Yeah. Is she supposed to come?
I would assume she would be there, but
yeah.
I have not found out yet. Yeah.
And Sean Brock, he was just kind of gave the announcement.
The funny story about that is that they called me and told me that a guy named Sean Brock, who had won the award 2010 or sometime as the best chef, and anyway, he was going to do the announcing of it on Instagram, and nothing was, we were dead set for secrecy until February the 1st. All of a sudden, the day before, it comes out on Instagram. And so we get it put in the paper, and I don't know whether we screwed up or not, but anyway, Sean Brock is in Nashville.
Yes, he is.
And he is at a restaurant called Husk.
Okay?
Well, my kid knows about it.
Right.
And I don't think I'm speaking out of turn, and if I am, you don't have to do anything with it. But I have one son that's 18 years clean and sober who knows that Sean is in recovery. Yeah, and fairly new in recovery, maybe.
Yeah, but I think this is, I mean, he's public about it.
Yeah.
And I think he's been experimenting with, like, alcohol-free cocktails to serve as well.
Oh, really? Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Okay, so I got in touch with the James Beard people, and I said, would someone please find out if we can get some spaghetti sauce to Sean, because I've got a freezer full of sauce in Nashville, okay? And I just thought it'd be so clever, here he announced us, for us to get him some sauce. So the son that's going to do that just got back from a trip, so he's all excited because we're going to, this is so funny, we're going to take a trip by car from my house to this address we were told to send it to, which is 4 minutes from my house.
Wow.
If he lives there, it's literally like here.
Whoa.
I know. Is that not funny? Now, it might be his office, but it might be his house. We don't know, because a lot of people live in East Nashville now. No, is that not cute?
So you're in East Nashville. My boyfriend actually lives in West Nashville.
Where?
Sylvan Park.
Oh, yeah.
Like Ackland Park Drive.
Huh?
Ackland Park Drive.
Oh my God, how fun. Well, see, we were all raised on the west side.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we lived, or have you been down there?
Yeah.
Okay, so if you go all the way out Harding Road, West End, it's Broadway, West End, and then Harding, and you go over the overpass going into Bellevue, okay, there's a little subdivision, two streets. That's where we were.
Oh,
but
okay.
Sylvan Park is where Colorado, all those streets. What street are you on? What street are you
on? Ackland Park Drive.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, my son lived over there. My daughter lived over there. He built a house on 38th Street.
Okay.
Somewhere, 838th and one of those streets there.
Yeah. Small world.
That's funny.
But yeah, we went to Husk for, I guess it was New Year's Eve brunch.
Yeah.
But Sean Brock is from, I think he's from southwestern Virginia.
And he's building a new restaurant in Nashville that's supposed to be this monument to Appalachian foodways.
Yeah.
Oh, awesome.
So you should
try
to see if you can.
Yeah.
Get a shout out there or something.
Yeah.
Spaghetti sauce.
We're going to try and do something. I can't even talk about it because it frustrates me, because I'd really, our sauce needs to be somewhere.
Yeah.
Somewhere in the world, because we make 40 gallons of it every day. Now, we don't use 40 gallons every day, but for the rotation, we have to do that.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a lot of
spaghetti. Yeah, it should be canning. But yeah, I hope you get to meet him, and
I think
he's interested in food preservation in Appalachia. And,
okay.
There's a diner or a drive-through in Eastern Kentucky where the burger at Husk is modeled off of that burger, and it's just like a drive-through burger.
What kind of restaurant, Tusk?
It's like a fancy new Southern.
Okay.
It's like when we went for brunch, we had to wait there. Most people had reservations.
Okay.
It's nice. It's in a historic home.
Do you know where it is? I mean, do you remember where it is?
I think it's East Nashville.
Well, see, that's what...
Yeah.
That's what someone told me, but I don't know, and I haven't looked it up to see where it is, but I'm going to find out.
I think it's East Nashville, but yeah, it's in a really pretty brick house.
Well, maybe that's where 2112 Carter Avenue is.
Oh, yeah, maybe so. Yeah, look it up. But also, I have a
Is it H-U-S-K?
H-U-S-K, yeah.
Okay.
But my friend Travis is a chef. He's with the Appalachian Food Summit, and he and Sean are buddies. So if you don't have success, I can talk to Travis,
okay.
Too.
Yeah. What am I looking for?
Husk Restaurant.
Yeah. Husk Restaurant, Nashville. Okay, Husk Restaurant, Nashville. Whoops. Oh, Jimmy, you're so stupid. Okay, let me see. Where is it? No, it's Rutledge. No, it's wrong. No, it's not East Nashville where I live. It's 37210 Rutledge Street, Cumberland. Oh, I know where it is. It's Motorvale. It's downtown.
Okay.
It's right on the river, right close to the river. It looks like.
It was very rainy when we went, so I was.
Martin Bar, yeah. Husk, Davidson County Motor, Lightning Room. Yeah, it's downtown, it looks like. Yeah,
well, I hope,
okay.
I hope that works out.
Yeah.
Oh, how'd you get the name Jimmy?
My mother always liked a boy's name for a girl, and so my dad's name was Jim, so I got Jimmy, but my real name is Jamina Lynn.
Yeah.
So,
and have you ever gone by Jamina?
I did until the sixth grade, and then we didn't have phonetics back then, so everybody pronounced it Jamina. It's J-A-M-I-N-A, and my pediatrician called me Aunt Jemima. And so I gave the name to my daughter, and until she was 18, she went by Lynn. And then something happened at her first job, and she had two name tags, and they didn't know what to call her, so they called her Jamina.
Nice.
And she's still Jamina, and I love it. I'm so glad.
Yeah, that's nice.
Yeah, it's a pretty name. Yeah, you're pretty.
Jimmy's cool, too.
Oh, it's okay. It'll do.
Well, thank you so much. This was fun.
Oh, God, that's enough, isn't it?
Yeah, well, I'm sure we could talk longer, but
yeah.
I don't want to keep you all day.
That's okay.
Yeah.
Well, there's not much. You know, I'll tell you the interesting. Let me give you a couple facts.
Okay.
My dad's manager was here 62 years. He had a waitress that was here 62 years. He had another waitress 52 years, and it's not a coincidence that they're all twos. He had another waitress that was here, 42, and then there's a girl upstairs who's still coming back in. She's been here over 42 years. The girl that told me what this guy's name was has been here 30 years. I have another waitress that's been here 30 years. I have a guy in the back that's been here 38 years. He started out in the dish department. He does a lot of stuff for me. Mary, the manager up front, has been here 13 years. She's retiring this year. Did you see the girl that was here with him just a little? The two worked the grill are married.
Oh, okay.
They met here. They're sort of a story for me. They were both incarcerated, came here straight out of, met, got married. Really cute story. Yeah. We have a couple success stories like that. A lady came in with an ankle bracelet on. I hired her. She was all dressed up. she talked like this. I said, "Are you okay?" She said, "Yeah, I don't have any teeth."
No.
She was going to go get her teeth the next day. And she's now married to somebody that's supporting her very well. Yeah, just cute stories, you know.
What's the secret to keeping employees?
It's hard now, but we do have some that have stayed. We're getting into that over 6 month period. I think we're easy to work for. We try to treat them well, you know. I used to yell a lot, but I don't yell anymore. That's about it. Okay, that's it.
Okay, cool. Thank you so much.
Thank you. You're cute.